Angels of the law, sin they serve.
Man has first to be broken by the law.
天卑主带到对的情形里去,
he has to be brought by the law to a right condition.
不然就谈不上工作.
Otherwise, there is no possibility of talking about work.
人必须先能理解.
Man must first receive grace.
但愿在我们身上有一个起头.
May the Lord have a beginning in our lives.
所有所肉体的,
all that's of the flesh,
是人的,
that's of man,
无论主张办法意见,
whether their opinion, method, or idea,
都要坏掉,
has to be smashed.
中心的问题是人的问题.
The focal issue is the issue of man.
我想这些话语实在非常的忠诚.
I believe all these words are very, very serious.
因为在神的工作的上面,
because in God's work,
这些神是注重我们这个人过于一切.
Indeed, God pays more attention than anything else.
你知道我们所注重的是工作,
we know that our focus is work.
但是神所注重的是我们这个人.
But God's focus is the person.
许多的时候我们在那里怕, 没有工作做.
Sometimes we're very fearful there's no work for us to do.
但是如果我们的生命丰富了,
but if our life is rich,
如果我们这个人是对,
but if our evict is right,
你不必怕没有工作做.
You don't have to fear that you have no work to do.
因为你的工作是根据你的指示. 对，你一定要人在神面前对了.
So the person must be right before God.
你一定要接受神的对付.
You must receive the dealings of the Lord.
你一定要把你身上一切属肉体的东西背出去.
You must be willing to deal with the things of the flesh.
一切属人的东西从你身上背出去.
And all the things of man must be removed.
这样你就能成为一个很合用的器.
And then you will be fit for God's use.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，当我们今天开始说话的时候,
because when we begin to share this morning,
我们就在里面能看见说, 在自身的事情上，人是一个最重要的。
We must see in this matter of service, man, the person is the most important factor.
我们如果看神的话语,
if we look at God's word,
我们看基督教里面的历史,
we look at church history,
我们就看见说, 凡是被神用的人,
those who were used by the Lord,
都是神在他们身上做了很多的工作。
God has done a great work in our lives.
神用很长久的日子,
God took long time.
在那里在他们身上工作,
and they work and he worked in their lives.
一直做到他们成为一个很用的器皿,
until they are fit for his use.
然后神开始用他,
then the Lord will use him.
希望说,
for example, Moses.
我们知道当摩西生下来的时候,
when Moses was born,
希伯来书第十一章告诉我们说,
Hebrews 11 to us,
他的父母看见这个孩子非常的俊美,
and then the mother looked at the baby and noticed that he was very, very lovely.
所以他们就把他藏了三个月,
and so they kept him for 3 months.
想不怕王的命令,
they did not fear the decree of the king.
因为法老是颁令说,
because the king Pharaoh decreed,
所有以色列的男孩子生下来都要丢在尼罗河里面.
All the male child of the Israelites born in that time are to be kept, were all to be cast into the Nile River.
因为他要灭这个以色列的种,
because he wanted to destroy the race of Israel.
但是摩西的父母, 他不说这个孩子的时候,
but when the Moses challenged when they have this baby in their hand, they look at this baby, that he was very lovely. So they kept him for 3 months. I felt one thing. There is no baby born that is not lovely.
尤其在父母的眼中,
especially in the sight of the parents,
在父母的眼中, 当然他说他的孩子是非常的精美的.
Of course, in the sight of the parents, the baby is always beautiful.
那么为什么圣经里头特别提到这一点呢?
Why the scripture to mention this particular instance.
我相信并不是光是说它外面很精美，说的。It's
not only referring to the external beauty of the baby.
毕竟是说神的旨意说的。It
refers to God's will.
或是在摩西生下来的时候。So
when Moses was born,
他的父母在神的面前得了启示。
The parents received revelation.
知道这个小孩子在神的面前是精美的。
They know that this child in God's sight indeed was beautiful.
因为这个小孩子是生在神的旨意里面。Because
this child was born within the will of God.
因为神有一个旨意在这个小孩子的身上。
Because God has will for this child.
所以他们就把这个孩子藏了三个月。
And therefore they kept this baby for 3 months.
当然三个月之后没有把他再藏了。
After 3 months they could not keep him any longer.
因为小孩子的哭声太大了。Because
the baby cried very loud.
所以他们只能把他放在一个篮子里面。
And so they put him in a little basket and then floated on the River Nile.
但是神用奇妙的安排，叫这个孩子给法老的女儿作为养子。
And God arranged around it in such a way so the daughter of Pharaoh came to bathe in the river.
这个摩西亲生的母亲变了一个奶奶了。
And then the Moses' real mother became his nursemaid.
所以摩西的母亲，当他在那里喂这个孩子奶的时候，
and so Moses' mother, when she was caring for the baby,
她不但把这个奶来喂养他，
she not only fed him with milk,
并且也把神关注在这个小孩子的心里头。
And also share God's thought and God's purpose with this child.
我相信说，这个孩子在吃奶的时候，
so when this baby was nursing,
他已经里面已经有一个知道神在他的身上是有旨意的。
He already acquired some knowledge that God has will for him.
也是神要用他来拯救以色列的百姓。
Because God will use him to deliver his people.
我们不知道在故事的时候人断奶没有像我们今天断奶的那么早。
We know that in the olden days when they wean baby it is not as early as we do in our days.
我们知道撒母耳他 断奶之后就送到圣殿里头去侍奉神。So
we know that the family when he was weaned from his mother, he went to the temple.
所以那当时的时候吃奶的时期比较长一点。So
the nursing period in those days was quite long.
当然他们活得也比今天长一点。Of
course they lived longer too.
所以在他吃奶的时候。So
when she was being nursed.
她母亲就把神的旨意交托在这个孩子的里面。And
the mother shared God's will with this child.
你今天能不能生存不是偶然的。You
can live and survive today is not for nothing.
神在你的身上是有他的旨意。God
has a will in your life.
摩西是断奶之后送到王宫的里面。And
after he was weaned, he was sent into the palace.
因为他是法老女儿的养子。And
because he was the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter.
所以他就享受了王宫里头一切的丰富。And
so he enjoyed all the luxury in the palace.
并且他在这40年的中间就学会了各种各样的学问。And
so in those 40 years he was a learned man.
他成了一个大有口才、大有能力的人。He
was a mighty man and an eloquent person.
圣经遗传告诉我们。According
to tradition,
摩西在那个时候成了一个很有名的将军。
At that time, Moses was one of the well-known commanders.
但是这些外面的东西不能改变里面的感觉。
But all those external things cannot change something that's within him.
虽然他外面有那么多的享受,
even though he enjoyed all those things,
并且他有那么大的地位,
and he also has high position,
并且他有那么多的学问,
he has so much education,
但他的心灵的深处他知道一件事,
but in his doubt inside he knew one thing,
他知道神在他的身上是有旨意,
he knew that God has a will in his life,
神要他为
He knows God wants him to do something. So at the age of 40,
他是心中起意,
and he determined in his heart.
他要出去看望他自己同胞的弟兄,
and he wanted to go and pay visits to his brethren. And when he went out,
当然他看见犹太人这个希伯来人被这个埃及人欺负,
and he saw how the Hebrews was oppressed by the Egyptians. And at that time, the Hebrews were slaves in Egypt. And when he saw one of the Egyptians was beating an Israelite, and he used his might and he killed the Egyptian. And he buried him in the sand. The next day he went up to visit his brethren. And he saw two of the Israelite Hebrews were foreign. Because he was an eloquent person. And so he wanted to use his eloquence to soothe the anger between them. You are brothers, why are you fighting? Two Hebrews push him aside, he's to make you a judge over. And this news spread. And so he said, it's a person who killed an Egyptian. And this news came to the palace. And Moses had no choice but to escape. Brothers and sisters, we saw one, you see one
thing.
When Moses was born, he was born within the will of God. And he knew down deep that God wanted to use him. And he was also willing to do God's will. So when he went out to do things, he did not wait for God's time. He determined in himself. You know, the flesh cannot wait. In the matter of service, time is a great test. The flesh cannot wait. And so Moses determined in his own heart. And when he went up, how does he serve God? And he used the knowledge he learned in Egypt. He used his own eloquence and his own might. And God allowed him to fail. Praise God. God allowed Moses to fail. If Moses was those 2 days was succeeded. We
do not
know the consequence that will come after. Maybe he will become a pharaoh. And maybe he will liberate the Hebrews. But we will notice one thing, they will be forever remain in Egypt. They will never enter into Canaan. In the future, the Son of God will be born in Bethlehem. How can it take
place?
So we notice the external seeming success. In a sense, it's against God's will. Because we see in the end, it is resisting God's will. And thank God, God allowed Moses to
fail.
And he skipped into the wilderness. And there he stayed for 40 years. And God worked in his life for another 40 years. In those 40 years, all the things he learned in Egypt, he removed from his life.
Unlearned.
All the things he learned, he now had to unlearn them. And there he learned to know about himself. At the same time, he learned to know about God. when he was looking after the flock, and he was a shepherd, even though he was eloquent, you want to preach to that flock of sheep, they're going to respond to their own
prayer.
So after 40 years,
他说我是自口笨舌的,
he said, I'm dumb, I cannot speak. And it's true.
因为40年没有在那里操练了,
because 4 years without practice, and all that he had was when you sheep, if you have mighty power, every sheep will be killed by
you.
And so his might was useless.
经过了40年,
and so the knowledge he learned in Egypt was totally useless. And all those became
effective.
But praise God. And there he learned about himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
one of the big lessons in our life is to know ourselves.
我们认识一个学问还容易,
to know knowledge, to be knowledgeable is quite easy.
我们要学科学,
you want to learn science.
我们要学文学,
you want to start, learn literature.
我们要学哲学,
you want to study philosophy.
这些东西虽然难还容易,
even though they're difficult, you can do them.
但是要认识自己,
but to know yourself is the most difficult task.
实在说来,
in fact,
你对于科学文学这些学得更多,
and the more you know about science, philosophy, and all the other things,
你就认识自己越少,
you know yourself even less.
所以我们知道最难的就是认识自己,
so the hardest thing is to know yourself.
人就在旷野的里面,
and so God used 4 years to mold him so that Moses would come to know himself. But knowing self is not enough. God also said, you must know me. In that great nature, he has no contact with man. He had no contact with society. He only had contact with God. So in this 40 years, God educating Moses. And at the age of 80, and when Moses wrote Psalm 90, and how did he put it there? He said the years of a person on this earth is only about 70 years. If you're strong and healthy, maybe you can live up to 80 years. At that time Moses was already
80.
As far as his own estimation, he had already come to an end in himself. All his ambition come to an end.
他以为说,
he said, I'm finished.
但是感谢赞美神,
but praise and thank God.
人的尽头,
that end is God's beginning.
这个原则永远是坚定的,
this principle is forever.
所以我们看见到他80岁的时候,
so at the age of 80,
神就来呼召他,
God came and called Moses.
当他再次到埃及去做,
and he came back to Egypt to do the things God wanted him to do.
虽然那个时候他有点退出,
even though he was very hesitant,
但是感谢神,
but praise God.
神鼓励他,
God encouraged him to fulfill his task.
所以他再用40年的工作,
and there's another 40 years.
他在那里侍奉神的旨意,
there he served God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们在这里看见一件事,
here we see one thing.
神要你做的事,
the things God wants you to do,
神先要把这个事情做在你的里面,
God wants to work it within, roll it into your life first.
这是一个侍奉的原则,
it's the principle of service.
神要你做的工,
all the work God wanted to do,
神是要工作在你的里面,
those things have to walk into your life first.
如果没有先做在你里面的话,
the work is not done from within,
你就没有办法去做神要你做的工作,
then you cannot do God's work.
我们可以说在这80年的中间,
we can say in this 80 years,
神用他的指头在摩西的里面画了一个蓝图,
we see God using his finger within Moses' drawing his blueprint.
就是说, 将来这就是你,
and this is what you all we're going to do in the days to come.
我们知道摩西的名字, 乃是,
we know the meaning of Moses means drawn from.
因为巴拉的女儿是从水里把他拉出来的。
Because Moses was drawn out of the river Nile.
所以就称他为摩西。
And therefore she called him Moses.
摩西从水里拉上来。
Moses was drawn from the river.
摩西从埃及拉出来。
Moses was drawn out of Egypt.
摩西从自己里面被拉出来。
Moses was drawn out of himself.
现在跟你说，你去把
and now you can go and draw out the Hebrew.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，究竟神在我们身上做了多少的工作？
How much work the Lord has done in our lives?
这个就是将来我们侍奉神的那个东西。This
is what we can serve the Lord in the days to come.
因为侍奉乃是生命的流露。Because
service is the outflow of life.
我们再来看一个例子。Let's
look at another example.
我们来看个对比。Let's
call and compare.
我们在这里看一个扫罗和大卫。
And here we see Saul and David.
我们知道扫罗是以色列的百姓所拣选的王。
And Saul was a king selected by the Israelites.
虽然他也是受膏。
Even though he was anointed.
但是他没有活在膏油的底下。
And he was not living under the anointing.
我们知道他在哪里做王，他是照着自己的意思在哪里做王。
And even though he was king, he carried out his response according to his own will.
因为他这个人不对。
Because that person, Saul, was not a right person.
你知道做以色列的王，那是代表神的。
And to be a king in Israel, that king represents God.
因为神是以色列的王。
Because God is the Israelite king.
所以什么人在那里做王的话，就是代表神来做王。
So whoever is king of the nation, he represents God.
他是在那里替神做事。
He managed things for God.
他替神治理国家。
He managed God's people, God's kingdom.
但是扫罗不是这样。
But that's what Saul was not like that.
但当他被选做王之后,
so when he was selected as king,
你看他在哪里建立他自己的国度。
He was there establishing his own kingdom.
他在哪里选一些人来做他的军兵。
And he picked his own people to be his soldiers.
来侍奉他。
And serve him.
甚至我看你们看见,
and I'm sure you know this.
到大卫被神用的时候,
when David became useful in God's hand,
他就去助大卫。
He was jealous of David.
他把大卫要把这个王国把他拿去。
He fearful that David would take away his kingdom.
甚至要谋杀大卫。
And he planned to murder David.
要侵离他自己的国度。
Subversing his own kingdom.
对于你在这里看见说,
so we here see
他这个人不对,
the person was not right.
因为人不对的缘故,
if the person is not right,
他的工作也不对,
work is not right.
你记得, 撒母耳对他说,
you remember what Samuel said to him?
你要到底
You have to go to Gilgal. You have to wait for me for 7 days. And I'll offer the sacrifice.
但是那个时候是历史人来了,
but that time the Philistines came.
And then Saul
went to Gilgal.
他在那里等一天、两天、三天,
and he waited for several days.
四天、五天、六天,
and 5 days and 6 days.
到了第七天,
until the 7 day.
天还没有黑了,
before sunset.
他看什么还没有来,
and Samuel hasn't arrived.
他心里就想了,
and he thinks,
非利士人已经在前面了,
here comes the Philistines.
如果我不献祭的话,
if I did not offer sacrifice,
那么神就不祝福我们,
that would not bless me.
所以他就勉强自己来献祭。
So he forced himself to offer sacrifice.
你知道献祭是一件好事情。
You know, sacrificing is a good thing.
乃是仰望神。
It's honoring God.
表面上看他做了一件好事,
and externally as though he was doing the right and good thing.
他这样在哪里侍奉神,
and he was there serving God.
但是当他刚刚献完, Samuel 就到,
and after he offered the sacrifice, Samuel came.
撒母耳就告诉扫罗说,
and Samuel said to him,
你做了一件糊涂的事情,
he said, you did a foolish thing,
因为你没有遵守神所吩咐的命令,
because you did not keep God's commandment.
到了撒母耳记上第十五章里面
when it comes to 1 Samuel 15
神再给他一个机会
God gives him another chance
神就对他说你要去把亚摩利人杀尽
God said you have to kill all the Amalekites
因为亚摩利人也是敌对神的
because they are against God
撒母耳就去了
and he went
他把亚摩利人杀了
he killed all the Amalekites
但是留下亚甲就是那个王
Preserve Hagar. And he killed all the animals.
但是他把最好的牛羊都留下了。
And he preserved all the best.
他就是说把牛羊统统杀掉，这个没有意思的。
He said killing all those animals has no purpose.
这个不是一个大损失吗？
It is not, isn't that a big loss?
坏的要杀掉，好的还是可以用啊。
Well, we can kill the feeble ones, we can preserve the better ones.
所以你看他是凭着他自己的思想来侍奉神。
So he served God according to his own thinking.
因为圣经告诉我们说
because the Bible tells
us 做肉体的人
that those who are the flesh
不明白神的旨意
the flesh cannot know God's will
也不能遵行神的旨意
and they cannot even obey God's will
因为他把神的旨意当作泥土
because they deem God's will as something foolish
扫罗就是这样
and this is what Saul was like
所以扫罗来了
and when Samuel came
他说扫罗说
I already accomplished what the Lord wanted me to do. Samuel
replied.
I can hear the cow lowing and the sheep was feeding there.
Saul
said, I observed, I kept God's commandments.But this people, they want to preserve the best and use them as sacrifices. And God through Moses, through Samuel, speak to Saul. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们在这里看见一个人
Here we saw a man
他这个人不对
This man was not right
所以他做出来的事情都不对
So all the things that he did was wrong
他不但不能建立神的国度
He cannot establish that kingdom
我们看见他在哪里分化神的国度
And there he dispersed God's people
但是大卫不是这样
But David was not like that
我们看见大卫在外表上没有扫罗那样的高大
Externally, David was as tall as Saul
扫罗是比所有的以色列人都高过一个头
Saul was taller than most Israelites by head
大卫没有像他那样高大
David was not that tall
大卫在耶西的家里头是最小的儿子
And David was the youngest in the household of Jesse
我们知道最小的儿子往往是父母最爱的
You know, the smallest one is all most, is the, most loved by the parents
但是在这个家里不是这样
But it's not so in this case
大卫是最小的孩子
David was the youngest
但是他的父亲轻看他
But his parentsoverlooked him.
根本不把他放在眼中。
They never put him in their thoughts.
叫他去看羊去。
They sent him out to keep.
就是撒母耳来召这个耶西的儿子做王的时候。
And when Samuel came to anoint Jesse's son as king,
他把其他七个孩子都招来。
And he brought all the other sons.
这个大卫他根本不叫他。
He never noticed. He never called their dad to come.
他以为说这个孩子没有什么用处。
And he in his thing he said dad is not much of use.
不但大卫是父亲。
Not only David was overlooked,
并且是他的兄长所轻看的
and he was ignored by his own brethren.
他的兄长根本不认识他
some his brethren did not really know him.
父亲派他到战场上去看望他的兄长
and when his parents sent him to the battlefield to look after his brethren,
他的兄长是说对他
and his brethren they spoke him.
他说你是来看热闹来的。
You come here because curiosity.
根本也是轻视他。
They look down at him.
他没有人知道他。
Nobody knows him.
但是大卫在看羊的时候。
But when Moses was keeping the sheep.
他一生有交通。
He had fellowship with God.
他认识神。
He knows God.
圣经怎么说呢
？The Bible says.
圣经说神在哪里找到一个合乎他心意。
God said in vain that person, that our person. after he's gone off.
And this person